Yeah, game by game.
Right, game by game kind of a situation. I talked to him the other day at home, told him what I was thinking about, and he said he was comfortable with it and actually liked the idea. So we'll just run him out there tonight after the game, check it out, see what it looks like going for tomorrow, and so forth.
Is it more how he plays defensively or how he feels on his legs and his body? What are you looking for?
Just, you know, obviously that his defense is up to snuff because we have to play our defense. That's a part of the equation, too.
Right.
On the other side, we got to score points. that's been a part of our problem. So that's what I'm saying. Just look at it every day, see what we think, see how it's going, see how he feels. I honestly don't know which is going to play a heavier or way more in a decision for tomorrow. I want to believe that it's going to be how does he feel.
Right, and I guess the trade-off for you is either bat three at-bats early in the game or don't play him and maybe one key at-bat late in the game.
Absolutely right. And they don't have any lefties in their bullpen, so that also works in his favor, our favor, with the left-handed guys on the bench. So, again, I'd rather try to get a lead and then have to work from behind all the time. I mean, their closer's a pretty good guy. But they have some good talent in their bullpen in general, so I'd rather try to get on top, stay on top. That's it.
Can you put in perspective that we've talked about hit since high school? Put in perspective, would it be like to go from a high school pitcher to hitting against Springfield 6 years later?
Nightmarish. culture shock, those kind of things, you know. Surprise, surprise. First of all, I mean, our guys don't hit, period. The thing I think the National League pitchers have somewhat of an advantage about is the fact that they do hit. And they know that you can't get people out if you make good pitches, where our pitchers sometimes, by never hitting, don't understand how difficult it is to hit. So I like the idea that they're getting a little bit of a taste of it, not too much of it, but a taste of it. But going against Grinke after all this time is going to be awkward and strange.
Take them deep in the first swing. And
yeah, and then there goes that theory right down the middle.
Like
most of my theories.
Hey, you always talk about wanting to be the best,
right.
Except Pujols not playing when you see him next week.
Yeah. We just have Pujols we go through that with, though. We missed Johnson down in Marlins, and now this, Albert's going to be out. No, I like playing teams at full strength. We just played the Red Sox at full strength, and we lost 7-6 in 3 games. So that gives us a good idea where we're at. I think it's a great test to see where you are. And you want to beat everybody with their best players. You do. And furthermore, from the fans' perspective, having a chance to see him play there, for a lot of different reasons. Of course, I'd rather have him still be in the lineup. I want to believe that I'm going to be able to do that when I'm 82. When I read about it, it was just like a joke, Paterno. Now I know it's a different, you know, different kind of a vibe, different league. But then again, Paterno's like in his 80s and doing something similar, I would think. I mean, although we play a baseball game every night, but I'm sure he has to attend baseball practices every day and got to talk to people. He talks to the press and all the different things that he does. And last time I saw Jack, he looked pretty good. So, of course, it's rare, unusual, almost unthinkable. But last time I saw him, he looked pretty good.
Yeah. You saw that firsthand this weekend. And what was it like having that team in a real tough way?
They were playing really well against us when we played them. When did we play them?
Late May.
Late May. They beat us 2 out of 3, and they're playing really good baseball. I mean, a lot of energy. Pitching was very good. Their bullpen was really good. On the field, running the bases good. Their defense had gotten better. I'm saying these guys are there. They're going to stay for a while. So now they show up this last. We played 3 hard games against them. We didn't just kick them. Those are 3 tough games. They made some mistakes. They made some mistakes, some physical mistakes, probably some mental mistakes too. But who doesn't? We went 2-1, 7-4, 2-1. What was the other game? First night.
5-1.
Yeah, there was, and a lot of them were close throughout, and then it opened up a little bit. But I didn't see any lack of effort on that team's part. Not at all. Bonifacio brought a lot of energy to them when he played them. Weiss, who was there for the series, brought a lot of energy to them. Sanchez, one of the better hitters, really good hitter, Gabby Sanchez, one of the better hitters, yeah. Morrison, good player. I don't know what the overall sentiment is among the group within the doors. But on the field, I mean, I like their team. I like their team, and they didn't play badly against us. They made some mistakes. They dropped a pop-up that caused us to get more runs, which pop-up gets dropped in our building once in a while. Shields beats them 2-1, and they made some great plays yesterday.
As tough as they're going, though, were you shocked when you heard that, you know, a couple hours before the game? How did you find out that you're a holding manager?
I think RV might have told me. Somebody told me, and I was surprised. I talked to Edwin a couple days, you know, when they first got there. And I really like this guy. Yeah, I mean, this is a solid human being and a really good baseball person and manager. And to lay any of that on him would be really totally unfair. I like him. Baseball needs people like him. So I don't know. I don't know what that's all about.
Is that a manager's nightmare, though, that you have the talent on the field and suddenly something like that, you hit a skid like that?
Of course.
Can that keep you up at
night? Of course it can.
You've been out, how soon before the game did you know that?
When I got there, maybe about 10 o'clock in the morning. No 40 game, 10 o'clock in the morning. It's a tough spot, man. There's only so many guys that do this, and when a guy leaves, it bothers me. It bothers me. And it bothers me from the family perspective, too. I mean, these guys, we all got families, and what that dynamic is like and what that feels like. But, of course, guys like Edwin, they're going to get another job. He's going to get another job. He's going to be very successful. He's going to continue to be successful. But you just hate to see it. I mean, it's a bad day. It's a bad day in the frat. It's going to see it. And this is a nice man. He's a real nice man. Pardon me?
Jack back.
Cigar smoking. Sit at the front door, taking rolls after curfew.
It wouldn't be the managing the game, would it? The daily grind, travel. That would be what.
Sure. Yeah. And again, the way we travel, we've gone through a tough
season.
We have. I mean, we did this coast to coast thing with an overnighter and all that stuff. I was pretty tired. I was physically pretty tired. We got to Baltimore, and the whole group was. So that part, you're right. That's the part that would be more difficult. In spite of the way we travel in the major leagues with the charter airplanes, etc., it still could be somewhat of a grind. You're right.
You made reference to the Boston series in 76.
Right.
That's a fair statement of where you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
That seems reasonable.
Yeah.
The standings reflect that too. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, they were really good games. They were really good games. Shields shuts them out. They come back and they beat us on a home run by Youkilis. Hellickson pitched really well against them. And then David just did not have a normal David Price day, but we were still in that game the whole way. And it was a toe-to-toe situation. We know we can play with them. We know we can beat them. We know we can beat the Yankees. We know we can beat all these guys. And we haven't even played our best baseball yet, I don't believe. I mean, you got Longo, still is going to come out of this and really take off, I believe. You know, BJ's had a lot of bad luck there. He hit some balls well without any luck. Johnny Damon is maintained pretty well. Ben Zobrist is starting to look like Ben of 2 years ago. Matt Joyce hit a little bit of a skid, but nevertheless, he's got some more in there also. Brignac's starting to pick this game up a little bit. There's a lot of things that I think are going to get better as the season's in progress. I anticipate the rotation will stay good. The bullpen, as long as we don't overuse them, the bullpen has been the biggest surprise in a positive way.
Can you just describe how you get from close to first? There's improvements that you could...
Close to first for us, there are going to be, I'd say, two things. Remaining status quo among what we're doing right now would be to really improve our offensive production. We've got to be more consistent scoring runs, especially at home. We're really bad at home scoring runs. That would be the primary thing. And then the backside of the rotation, with Jeff coming back right now and Wade Davis, to really get these guys pitching like they can would be the two things that can get us over the top.
Could you ever expect this from Casey Koshman? I know you know him. I think you know him from back then.
Yeah, I do. it's a little bit more than anticipated. When Casey's going well, he's got this ability to use the whole field, like you're saying, i.e. ground ball to the third base bag yesterday against Choate for the game-winning RBI. And then a couple nights before that, he hit a bomb to right field. Excuse me, gets the Red Sox and a solid double to right center field. So when he's going good, he's going line to line, just like you're seeing right now. I think as an average, he's hitting a little bit better than you would anticipate. But a part of that is he's been more patient at the plate. He's seen more pitches. He's been more accepting of walks. The thing I think when his batting average goes awry, or his on base percentage goes awry, is when he is chasing more pitches or putting bad pitches in play with weak contact. That's been my history with him. That's what normally gets him in trouble. More recently, he's been more patient, getting a better pitch to hit hard somewhere, or accepting as well. That's the difference as I'm seeing.
Is he as good as the field?
Yes. I mean, that's so attractive.
What does he do over there? Mistakes?
He doesn't make mistakes. He does a lot of little things well, including, totally goes under the radar, the tag. Boom. The reason why Shields has so many pickoffs is, bam, that right there. He's really good at that. He gives great feet to the guy pitcher's covering. He throws accurately to second base. The ball sticks in his glove all the time. He's very good at bad throws. I mean, the infielders get a lot of confidence with him over there. He's really good.
You compared Sam to Carl earlier this year. How did Casey compare to Carlos?
Pretty similar. I mean, Carlos did win the Gold Glove a couple years ago. I'd say they're equally as good defenders. They both pick it. I mean, it's regular ground ball equally well. Ball in the dirt equally well.
Did Lowe's have a little more range at first, like towards the hole?
Well, I haven't seen that been a problem for Casey.
No.
In spite of Casey being not fast, Casey gets the balls. I mean, I haven't seen balls get by him, but I thought he should have had. Pop-ups coming in, he's been good. Pop-ups over his head, Carlos is really good.
Yeah,
that was good. Yeah, he was pretty good going down the line.
It seems this team, and maybe it just seems that way, but you've got a lot of guys who aren't afraid to leave their feet going after a ball. Is that more so this year than in the past, do you think, or is it just...
Talking about outfielders or infielders or both?
Carl dove a lot, but Paul seems to be flying all over again.
I honestly don't think there's any difference. I just think that, Sam probably accentuates it a little bit more. He's had more opportunity possibly, or puts himself in a position to have more opportunity. He's totally fearless about his body. I mean, he really has no regard for it whatsoever. I mean, there's some other guys that would not take those kind of dives. They'll take the dive, the more controlled dive coming in, but not many take the uncontrolled or non-controlled dive going back on an angle like he does, as consistently as he does. So, like, whether it was that catch or the one in Chicago down the other line on that gravel track, I mean, a lot of guys don't do that. So he really has, he's the one guy that's probably more likely to take a chance than with some guys in the past.
As a former quarterback, would you love to have him as your receiver?
Absolutely.
Go with
it. Hard to see him, but, but yeah, he'd be good in traffic.
He'd lay out for you.
He would definitely lay out.
Shopik's numbers are much better this month than they were in April and May. And what are you seeing out of him at the plate for the better production so far?
I'm seeing more contact. Why am I seeing more contact? He's done a couple things. I mean, him and Sheldon, nothing that's really radical to the naked eye. Just some small adjustments. Really trying to stay inside the ball more, thinking more right center to begin with. Although most of his contact's going to be on the pull side of the field. I think it's what he's thinking at the plate that's been a little bit better. He's been able to just contact the ball more consistently. Not as many swings and misses. And with that, because he's really strong. I mean, he's really strong, and his history has been to hit lefties really well. He's getting better right now with that, and I think primarily it's more mental, objective-wise, that way. And with that, I'm seeing more contact, period.
Well, when you're over the weekend, you hadn't named all your starters today.
We're making a little bit of a switch in Houston, and I want to be able to talk to all the guys first, all the people that are involved. It's just a real...
not David, Shields, and Neiman.
Not yet. Right.
So that Shields is, catches...
I have to talk to these guys before I announce it. Not everybody... I'm not talking to everybody. That's all. I hate when they read in the newspaper.
Neiman said he was pitching the last game.
That's correct.
Not necessarily true.
That's, you are correct, sir.
Okay, that part's correct.
Okay. So if you want to glean something from the rest of it, that's your responsibility or business.
Well, I didn't see Shields listed in the notes, so that's why I was asking.
Yeah, I mean, because Hickey's not here, I got to make sure that all this stuff is taken care of.
And then it could possibly affect Shields as well.
Oh, Hick, house burned. Not to the ground, but the they had a big fire in the garage, pretty much devastated his garage, and the house is full of smoke and soot, and with all that, he had to remain back.
He went back? Happened in the Kissimmee house? Or in
wherever that is.
Yeah, the one where he lived in
middle
Florida.
Middle of Florida, yeah.
Right. But he didn't come.
He didn't come, no. He got the message before we got on the plane.
Last night.
So I just told him, hey, listen, take care of it, man. So Stoucher, Stan will be the active pitching coach now. He's the assistant to the pitching coach, but now he'll be the pitching coach tonight. And then, let's see, what does that mean?
So he's making the trips out?
He'll make trips, and otherwise he's still maintaining his other role.
Oh, I know that,
the assistant to the
pitching in Baltimore and Detroit, he was the bullpen coach, now he's
moving up. He's definitely moving up. I better be heads up.
You better give me more warning. He was going to do a sidebar for me tonight.
Oh, he was?
He's like your Zobrist of the pitching, of the coaching staff. Stanrilla.
Borilla.
Borilla. Stashrilla.
We don't know what day Hick is coming back.
Coach first to third, he's got them all covered, right?
He's got the adjuster coming by today.
It could be here, or just maybe right
to
Houston, or you
don't know. I don't know. It could be here. I'll know probably after the season business with the insurance guy. We'll know more. But it was pretty significant.
But they have to not live there.
Yeah, they're not there. They had to go. The kids and the wife had to go to the in-laws.
Oh, he'll be back soon.
That's one way to get him back on the job.
He's out there right now, calling me big.
He hired a private jet.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes, fellas. I don't care.
Spend all his meal money on it.
Okay. And you'll talk to the pitcher, and then we'll get it later.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully, maybe even tonight, I'll be able to tell you. I just want to make sure everybody hears it. All right. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.